BBC Radio Surrey.
Make a difference.
Now the Angels are back in town. And by that, I mean the Guildford Street Angels, who after an enforced break because of coronavirus, have resumed their duties as the town's friendly nighttime patrol, providing a calming presence and a listening ear. Well, let's find out more about what it's been like coming back post-lockdown and what they've been up to. I'm joined now by Guildford's town chaplain, the Reverend Noel Coe. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily. It's lovely to be with you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. For those who haven't heard about Street Angels, what is it that you do?
It's very simple. Street Angels have been in Guildford for the last 12 years. It's an initiative that came out of the churches that we wanted Guildford to be a safe place for people of all ages in the nighttime economy. So we committed ourselves on every Friday and Saturday night. We normally go out from about 10:30 through to 4 o'clock in the morning when there's Guildford High Street is incredibly busy. And we're just a helping presence. We're there to come alongside people that may get into difficulties. Sometimes when you've had a little bit too much to drink, you make poor decisions, you can become vulnerable. So it's sort of some practical things, like we carry flip-flops around with us, because some of the girls particularly have incredible footwear, but you don't want to be in it all evening, and you see them sort of walking along the street, staggering along, and we have our flip-flops to sort of help them and protect their feet if there's any glass around or anything like that.
Well, people have been coming back onto the streets as pubs have been reopening. Have you been welcomed back?
We've been incredibly welcomed back. I think the lovely thing that I noticed with Guildford is that everyone works together. It's a really sort of together town in so many ways. So as Street Angels, we work with the door staff, with the pub watch, with the police, with the CCTV people, all kinds of agencies, borough council. I've had so many messages from them saying, oh, fantastic, you're back. Really makes a difference. And also with hospital admissions, it can really make a difference there as well. And people in the public are coming up to us and they're going, oh, you're back. Oh, how fantastic. It kind of feels like things are, they're not back to normal. And we have got PPE equipment in place and things. So we wear face masks. You know, we're being very careful in how we operate. But we are back and it's really great.
I hear you're even using locally made hand sanitizer.
Yes, we are, from the Silent Pools, yes.
The gin distillery.
Yes, that's right. We were not to drink it, we were told.
Good. As a town chaplain, you haven't been putting your feet up during lockdown. Tell me about some of the other things that you've been doing during this time to support people in Guildford.
Right. Well, we have Street Angels is the thing most people know about, but we also have two other areas in the chaplaincy. One is our community angels, where we have people refer to us and we're a befriending service. So we gently come alongside people that may be very lonely or isolated or for other reasons, just need a little bit of support, a helpful friend, if you like. And of course, in lockdown, that isolation can be really intense. So that work has increased by about 300% during lockdown, I have to say. Wow. Many agencies are referring people to us that are really struggling, and it feels a real privilege to be able to just gently come alongside, make a phone call, chat to someone, let them have someone to talk to.
And how can people find out more about what you do, or perhaps if they're interested in volunteering in the future?
We're very keen on volunteers. Yes, that would be great. Go to our website. Actually, if you just put in Street Angels, Guildford, you'll come onto our website and you can sort of flick through that and you can see all the things that we're involved in. Because we've also got volunteer chaplains that go into businesses. So we're just setting one up at a GP practice where patients and staff can have a listening ear, someone to support them, maybe pray with them if they want to. But it's for everybody. It's not for people just of faith. It's for people of no faith, whoever just needs some help. You know, we're non-judgmental. We're there to bless, really. We've also got volunteer chaplains in the police station, fire station, working with the homeless, right across Guildford.
That's really good to hear. Noelle Coe from Guildford Street Angels, but more importantly, overseeing that work as town chaplain in Guildford. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Emily.
It's 5 minutes to 9.